Welcome to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.
In every life, some rain must fall, and you'll get wet as your sorrow calls. But the sun will rise on a brand new morn. You'll be warm and dry and freshly born.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon. From historic downtown Plymouth, Indiana, where the Lincoln Highway and Michigan Road cross the banks of the beautiful Yellow River, it's the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Tonight, with musical guests Shannon LaBrie and Tim Barrett, an audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon, music director John Baylor, and me, the announcer guy, Sid Schroyer. Recorded live from the Wild Rose Moon Performing Arts Center, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here's your radio host, George Schricker.
The river goes round, around the bend. The river goes round, round, round till the very end. And when it stops, it starts again. Won't be long till the river goes round. Won't be long till the river goes round.
Well, thank you so much. Great to have you here in Plymouth, Indiana. We've had a kind of a rainy time here. I don't even know what it's doing out there right now because I'm down in the Little Moon Theater here. But we have Shannon LaBrie and Tim Barrett here today. Tim's going to play bass for Shannon, but she is a very interesting and very exciting songwriter.
How did you happen to find out about Shannon?
Well, actually, a bird flew through Goshen and landed on our Nate Butler's head. And I believe then he sent that bird on to me, and it arrived not that long ago, actually.
Well, this should be great, then. It's just meant to be.
I'm excited about it.
All right.
And I hope they can make their way up to the stage now, because we want to hear a song.
That's why they're here.
Yes, that's why they're here. We want to hear a song from Shannon, and welcome. Welcome to Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. Are you excited so far?
I am. I want to meet this bird.
Yeah.
This bird's hooking me up.
Oh. And so you came up from Nashville, but you were playing in Goshen area last night, right?
It was.
And that was exciting?
It was. It was very fun.
Okay. Yeah. And how long have you been writing songs, Shannon?
I've been writing songs since I was probably eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
And now, did you have an instrument in your hand, or were you doing it in your head?
My first instrument was piano. I actually used to write classical music.
Really?
And my father was a songwriter, just in our home. But I learned that a lot from him. And from him, I just started writing songs. He was a really great guitar player. He was inspired by James Taylor, so he fingerpicked really well. And I just picked it up from him.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Do you have a song you'd like to share with us this morning?
I do. I was going to start off with a song from my first album called Lion's Cage.
Okay. And how did you write that song? Do you want to talk about that?
I started the song actually, kind of right out of high school. The song is, I always tell people, like when I come home for Thanksgiving, I like to talk about abuse of power, religion, and politics. So then I can leave faster. No, the song is really truly about abuse of power, though. When I was younger, I had some things come to my attention that just bothered me, just about power being misused. And so that's actually what this song is about.
Oh.
So.
That's. Let's do it.
Yeah, let's start it off.
Yeah.
You guys ready?
Thank you.
a little girl. Thought I could salvage myself from my distress. You made your point without a word. You flashed that smile to convince me I am blessed. Your power is criminal. I am a lamb in a lion's cage. My refuge, my miracle is I'm still alive in a lion's cage. Yeah.
Listening to an entire orchestra in a vocal. That is amazing control.
Oh, thank you.
I felt there were some biblical undertones there, too.
There actually are. I was just talking to my bass player about that. There definitely are some spiritual connotations in
it. Yeah. So you were telling me that you listen to a lot of Lauryn Hill.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what about Lauryn? What is it about Lauryn Hill that you admired?
I discovered her one of, I think, two albums ever, Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I think, I can't remember how old I was, but yeah, I heard that record, and she's very strong, and her lyrics are fantastic. And for her, you know, her lyrics and her voice, the way she sings, it just matches so perfectly. And at a time in my life when I really was feeling very weak and trying to figure out, you know, my life. And so hearing her was just really inspiring. And I think I found a lot of strength from her and her songs.
I think it shows up in your writing, you know.
It's a big really, compliment. Thank you.
Yeah, terrific. Well, I have other questions about other songs, but I'd just like to hear you do another one before
sure.
we talk a little longer. Okay.
Yeah, I just had a new album come out, War and Peace, about 6-7 months ago. I'm originally from Nebraska. There's never any claps for that. No? Yeah. I'm originally from Nebraska, and I am allergic to corn, which is very funny. I was sneezing all the way here. I grew up in Nebraska. I grew up with a lot of luxuries, like freedom. And I like telling this story. I met he's now a friend of mine. His name's Savada. He's from Armenia. I met him a few years ago. And Armenia is actually a communist country. He had family members that were actually in the genocide there. But he was talking about what it was like growing up. He was moving his two daughters and his wife to America. And he talked about communism. Not fun, very terrible stories. And then he started talking about America, my country, which I've grown up with my whole life. And he's talking about my country with tears in his eyes, just longing for that. And the way he talked about freedom was so powerful to me. I was just really deeply moved. So I wrote a song called American Dream about where I come from and about where he comes from. But ultimately, I think freedom is a human right. And whenever I sing this, I think of so many people around the world that are suffering so many things right now, and we're not. So we're very fortunate to be here. I'm very glad to be here with you all. This is American Dream.
On a farm out west, swinging high in the old oak trees, dancing freedom, my own heartbeat. Didn't know I was living the dream. I fell hard when I first left. Caught me square on my blind side. Didn't know life could cut so deep. Didn't know I was living the dream. American dream. American dream. To be in my place, he'd give anything. 'cause for him it was only a dream, American dream, American dream, close to me like the air I breathe, American dream, oh the ocean is deep, it's all like home to me, this American dream. I pack my bags for my long flight home, knowing somewhere someone's praying to leave their own. I'll sleep till this American dream, American dream, close to me like the air I breathe, American dream, oh the ocean is deep, it's all and it feels like home to me.
I love the way that song moves out of that first image of the swing. And you remembering your childhood,
yeah,
and getting back into that moment. It was terrific work.
Thank you.
So let's give her a nice hand again for that beautiful music. I want to thank Sid Schroyer for announcing, Tim Barrett and Shannon LaBrie. We're going to be back in the next set with our quiz show and with also a song from John Baylor.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, the Bruce G. and Mary A. Robert Family Foundation, Nancy and Dan Schmelter, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.